Today on Sports Card Investor, an interview with one of the most interesting people you're ever going to hear from, and his perspective about the future of the sports card hobby, it's something you must listen to. My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love. Sports card investors, and welcome to another episode. I hope you are having an absolutely fabulous day today. I have been enjoying recovering these last couple of weeks since we did the virtual sports card con, kind of getting life back to normal after having done that live stream for 5 days in a row. But man, how much fun that was. I can't wait to do it again. And as I have reflected back on it, one interview really stood out, and that interview was with DJ Ski. Now, if you don't know who DJ Ski is, this guy is a famous in the music industry, a famous DJ and radio host, first of all. He discovered a lot of really young talents like Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga and got them on the air, in many cases, their very first interviews. But he didn't just stop there. He then got into other interesting, you know, areas and professions, including sports, where he, you know, represents different athletes. And he was one of the early investors in StockX. He got big into the sneaker trading world and the sneaker flipping world. He's done a lot of great philanthropy work. And guess what? Now he's into sports cards, and he sees a ton of potential in the sports card hobby. He has a very bold vision for where sports cards can go and how he sees this hobby growing from an investment standpoint in the years to come. This is something you need to listen to. This is an interview that took place during the virtual sports card con, but we're going to replay it here today because I want to make sure you listen. And even if you heard it back then, it might be worth a second listen because it was a good one. So without further ado, let's introduce you to DJ Ski. Ski, welcome to Sports Card Investor.
What's up, Jeff? How are you, man?
Hey, man. It's great to have you on the virtual tonight. Really happy to have you here. What an interesting video the audience just saw. There's like a little baby Justin Bieber running around in that video. How did this all come about, man? How did you get to connect with all these folks?
Man, I started DJing. I grew up in Minneapolis. I started DJing when I was a teenager. I thought I was going to be a pro athlete up until I hit high school. And then I realized that music was the path for me. So I jumped all in on it. I wrote a letter to the CEO of Loud and Sony Records at the time when I was 16, because I was always entrepreneurial. I was selling cards as a kid, and then kicks, and then everything from like Xboxes and PlayStations when they came out, and got connected with the CEO. He ended up sending him a letter then on what he was doing wrong with his label after I sold him some stuff, and he offered me a job when I was 16 to come work for him in LA. So figured a way to graduate high school early, packed a U-Haul, and the first artist we worked on together was Akon. And from there, my career took off, producing for a lot of these guys, just, you know, being at the right place at the right time, working hard and putting it all together. And luckily, I've been around a lot of great people and got the opportunity to see a lot of those artists like you saw very, very early on.
That's awesome. And you know, what a great story. We have a lot of younger people watching this show. We've discovered that, you know, a lot of dads and sons are watching. We've got a lot of, you know, teenage boys watching. And I love what you just said, which is that if you take the initiative, if you hustle, if you send off a letter, if you do something like that, you take the initiative to do that, the worst that can happen is nothing comes from it. But the best that can happen is that something wonderful comes from it, and it sets you on a path. And that is, it sounds like that's what happened with you.
100%. It's like literally, it was me selling PlayStations, and that's how I made my money in high school, and selling mixtapes. And through that, you know, I happened to, somebody knew that he needed one for his son for Christmas. And, you know, luck is always a matter of like preparation and opportunity coming and taking advantage of it. So, you know, that's happened a few times in my life. And I think we're at another one of those places right now too, with what's happening with sports cards. A lot of things that I've done, and you know, I also work with a lot of the sports teams and leagues, and I just see there being this huge, huge opportunity in this space. And I think that, you know, everybody in here is still so early on in it. There's so much opportunity, man.
Yeah, this is where it's going to get real interesting for the audience to hear your perspectives. But so you, I know you were kind of an early adopter of the sneaker, you know, flipping world. I know you were an early investor in StockX, and you kind of saw similar things there if you rewind the clock, you know, a few years back. And tell me about that. And then what was it that all of a sudden started to pique your interest about sports cars?
Totally. So two things. I started reselling shoes when I was back in high school, and it was a way that I could actually afford the ones that I want. I was early on the internet before a lot of people were like buying and importing shoes. So I'd get exclusive colorways and things that were sold out from Europe and import them to the US and simply like sell them to rappers and a bunch of different people. And, you know, that became a big part of my brand. Obviously I'm a DJ, but with what DJs do is really kind of introduce culture, introduce trends. If you look at us historically, and DJs have always been up on sneaker culture. Some of the biggest sneaker collectors in the world are DJs. If you look at Clark Kent, who has one of the best collections, all these guys. So it's kind of part of that culture. DJ, the late DJ AM was known for his shoes, and he was the first truly, like, you know, big DJ that was followed by paparazzi, etc. And so for me, so I always loved sneakers, had a couple thousand pairs, as you mentioned. And, you know, it was great to see Josh up here, because he came to me when StockX didn't even have a name yet. And, you know, I bought into the company, luckily, early on. And again, that's another opportunity. Like, I'm going to make way more from my investment in StockX by being a part of the scene than I will from my 2,000 pairs of shoes, which I always thought was the holy grail of it. And that's what's kind of unique in the opportunities that I see kind of coming in that sports card space. And he was instrumental in helping get me back kind of into this. I saw him speak here the other night, and his perspective was great. And he said a lot of those same things to me and made me realize kind of what was happening in the market and how big it was. And for me, the reason that I think that there's so much opportunity and why I see feels, you know, so much in parallel to when the sneaker scene was blowing up was it was a relatively like underground, not mainstream thing that if you knew, you kind of knew. And that's what feels like now. Even me, I've been posting on social media the past few days, really about showcasing some of my cards and coming out and showing what I've been doing behind the scenes for a little bit. And I'm getting those same reactions, those same people talking about it. And, you know, whereas the sneaker scene's kind of, you know, oversaturated, everybody's into it. It's impossible to kind of get anything new because bots are doing it in terms of new sneaker releases. I think that, you know, there's this whole generation of flippers, and Gary Vee has been big to speak about this, that grew up flipping shoes, and cards are a much easier thing to flip. It's much more tangible, and it's a lot kind of funner to do. And I think that there's going to be the whole group of kids that jumps and comes over and gets into the card game because of that.
So, you know, I imagine a lot of people watching might say, well, wait a minute, hasn't that already happened? I mean, the hobby's been absolutely on fire the last 12 months. The prices, I bought a case of basketball cards the other day from an investment standpoint that the dealer who sold them to me said that this same case, he bought it for four times less 3 months ago. So I just paid a 4X premium over 3 months. But you still think, even though we've seen that type of growth, you still think there's a lot more mainstream that this thing could become? There's still a lot of growth potential ahead of us, it sounds like.
I totally think so. I still think it's still relatively niche in terms of people that are talking about it. When I'm talking to other influencers, a lot of people have started hearing about it and getting the rumblings of it, but we still have a group of all the people that I interact with, from pro athletes to rappers, entertainers, that haven't jumped in yet that are perfect for this. There's a whole group of, again, this whole sneaker culture that's out there getting into it, on top of people that are just big sports fans. So I think we're still so early on in this. There's still a tremendous amount of growth. And if you look at population reports on a lot of these cards, it's still relatively small. I mean, if you think about it, the most popular shoe is the Air Jordan 11 in the culture. And Jordan comes out with one release of that every holiday season. And they make about 1 million pairs of that shoe. And it resells for about double, triple, you know, the price after a little while. And I think that, you know, when you're looking at populations of product like that, they're making millions that still sell out. Even if you took a fraction of those kids that just wanted a Zion card, which, by the way, I think has tremendous, probably overproduced, honestly, right, as his Prism PSA rookie, it's still so small compared to that. So I think that there's still so much opportunity and growth in the sports card space, especially as it becomes more and more mainstream and more people get into it.
Yeah, and you said kind of an interesting thing. This would really ignite it on fire. You talked about, if, you know, athletes start to kind of get into it, if maybe rappers start to get into it, if you, do you see there kind of being this, you know, mix of pop culture kind of mixing with sports cards and sports cards becoming kind of part of mainstream pop culture?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, it's going there. It's getting there. And a lot of these guys, this is something that you can show off. It's something that you can collect. It's something that you can utilize as art and put in your house. The same way that everybody, you know, a lot of people have been buying like bear bricks and different types of collectibles that are selling for a lot more. Why would every rapper not want to have a LeBron 2003 chrome refractor on display in their house? Or if you're really balling, a gold one or a black one, like it's going to become a status symbol like that. The same way that vehicles, that sneakers, that fashion, that collectibles, that art are, and especially because all these people are basketball fans at the core. And that's where I think there's a lot of crossover and parallel. And that's when you saw the sneaker market really explode. It's mixing like sports and music. And I think you're going to see those things, same things happen in sports cards where those worlds collide.
That's absolutely fascinating. And if that is able to happen, it's you think it's hard to get product today and you think prices are high today, sit down in your seat, everybody, because that, you know, the NBA hoops might be selling for prism prices, you know, if this is actually the direction that things go. So it's wow, that's an amazing thought. You know, we were talking the other day, Ski and I were, and I said to him, you know, this event right now, that this virtual sports card con is taking place because the national is obviously had to be postponed. But I said, when conferences start to come back around, maybe there needs to be a in-person modern sports card conference that combines pop culture, DJs, you know, athletes, you know, real modern stuff, stars, celebrities, combines it into sports cards and has a very dynamic feel to the card floor, you know, DJ playing, lights, like much, much more of a modern experience than, you know, than how the national currently is. And I could see that maybe helping, you know, kind of push us into the future. Sports card hobby into the future.
100%. I totally agree. And like, I think that obviously like the national, these things are things that have been going on for decades and aren't going anywhere. But I think there's a huge opportunity for new things that are going to be created. And if you look in the lifestyle world, Complex kind of did that between fashion and music with ComplexCon that has grown to become this huge thing that's reaching, you know, that tens of thousands of people are going to, selling tickets. They're doing limited drops of all these products there. It's a mixture of music, of fashion, of culture. And I think you're going to see the same thing. Those kids that are into that, there's no reason that there wouldn't be a new event that's tailored for them with music and with different sports athletes and art pieces and kicks. Like, I think there's actually a lot of parallels between all of those going hand in hand. Like, why would you not, you know, have a pair of Jordan 1s and showcase your Jordan rookie card and, you know, pair that with a piece of art? I think there's a lot of different parallels and ways that the worlds will all come together and merge.
I like it. All right. Well, if we can get that off the ground, Ski, you got a DJ at the first one. We got to have
Let's
you there.
Let's go. I'm in.
All right. All right. I don't know. We'll see what the audience thinks. Let's see what people think about that concept in the chat. Maybe, you know, my team here, they've been working their tail off at the virtual the last 5 days, but I think they got a little energy in them. I think they could maybe put this thing together. You know,
Let's go. We could,
you know, they're laughing. Kelly over there on the desk, she's shaking her head right now going, my God, what are you doing to me? Anyway, just, you know, I love to dream about that stuff.
That's great.
So I know,
and also
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say to jump in. I think that there's also opportunity. You're going to start seeing a lot of these like small, it doesn't have to be these huge events. You're going to start seeing these smaller meetups and get togethers where people are sharing their cards. I think there's a huge opportunity in almost this gallery, small event style space for people to come connect, showcase cards. And I think that's where, you know, that's what really gets me excited too. And what I want to look at putting together.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very cool. So I know you have a lot of connections with athletes, and I know, you know, being in the music world, then you've got, you know, a lot of athletes like the music world, vice versa. Are you enthusiastic about these seasons? Like, we got more MLB players today, the Cardinals, they're testing positive. Like, are we actually going to, you know, the NBA seems to be going pretty smoothly, but what do you think is going to happen with NFL and all that stuff this year?
Oh, it's tough, man. Every day, if you ask me tomorrow, my answer will probably change. I'm more optimistic today, but we'll see what happens with tests and stuff. Like, it's. I don't think anybody knows. The NBA obviously has done a tremendous job of creating a bubble. I think they're going to be able to execute and pull off something that you know, is a gargantuan task. And what Adam Silver and those guys do is phenomenal. Other sports, I mean, it's a challenge because their seasons hadn't started. So you can't just whittle down the teams. You can't do a very short, like for the bubble, remember most of those, a lot of those teams are going to be out after a very short run there. They can only have to stay there 8 weeks versus baseball, football. If you were to try something like that, you're talking about a significant time commitment for a lot of players and individuals. And because those sports have more players, there's more personnel attached to it. It's very difficult. I mean, baseball, you know, is obviously trying its hardest there. And we work with a lot of the teams, a lot of with the players. And something interesting that, you know, we've found out is that, you know, in our workings with them is we're planning, and just as a side note, we do a lot of the entertainment for teams. I grew up in Minnesota, so I still help the Vikings with all their entertainment. We do stuff with the Twins, with all these various teams, so we're helping them out. But what's interesting is there still is plans in motion where there will be fans in the stadium in the near future where they're going to test it with a very small amount. And it's going to come down to all local regulations based on how many can be in there per exit, what capacities are, and it's going to be a very whittled down. I mean, we're talking like 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, 5,000 in a football stadium maybe. But as pessimistic as I am when I'm like, oh, they might just cancel it all, on one hand, there's serious plans where they could be fans in stadium this year. Now, I don't know if that actually is going to happen, and I personally would not bet on it, but teams are preparing and planning for that. And this is not something that we're talking about mid-August potentially. But again, things change every day. And the more tests that come out, we saw what happened with Cardinals this past week. And I was just in Minnesota there at the Twins stadium. So I'm like nervous that, you know, was I around them? It's just such crazy times. Nobody knows. But there's plans in place for fans on both baseball and football this year.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, fingers crossed. Let's hope that can all come together.
I hope so.
Well, you've been very generous tonight, Ski. I know that you wanted to give our audience a couple cards. You didn't have to do it, but you're very generous to do it. What do you have for the audience tonight?
Of course, I pulled out some things. So I was just like, all right, we'll start it up. I'm still getting into the space. So I pulled up a couple mosaic cards, a Zion and a Ja Morant. And I think that they're the two hottest rookies in basketball. Ja Morant's going to win Rookie of the Year. Zion is electrifying, and it's going to be – he's one of those interesting sports gambles, like still very expensive and – if he plays to his potential, it's going to be so cheap, but he also has a chance of being zero in 5 years. So I think that, you know, that's obviously he's so polarizing in the sport. I thought it would be great to give a couple of those away and for the people that are tuning in and to support you guys. You guys have done such a great job with this. I didn't know how it would turn out, obviously, and I don't think anybody did, but you guys have really pulled off something incredible, especially to create such great content night over night. So congratulations to you guys, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. It's been a great, you know, great learning experience. I think that the show's gotten better every night this week as we've kind of figured things out, and now we've got tremendous learning so that we can maybe carry this forward to doing more of these in the future, which we're excited about that possibility.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Well, I just had Parker pull a random name from someone who entered tonight's contest. And the winner, this is the first part of the email address. The winner is Piano Man Cam. Congratulations, Piano Man.
Nice.
Cam. And if you're in the chat, Piano Man Cam, make some noise in the chat. We're gonna have you send us your mailing address, and we'll feed that on to Ski here so he can ship those cards off to you. So very generous of you to do that, Ski. We appreciate that.
Of course, I got you guys. Again, thank you guys for doing something so great for the community, and I'm excited to join and be a part of this. It's really fun, and it's gotten me back into sports even heavier than before. I'm watching teams that I'd never watched before.
It's awesome, yeah. And we're so happy to have you. And for everyone watching, we just put your Instagram and your Twitter up below you on the window here. So go give DJ Ski a follow. It's DJ Ski on Instagram, DJ Ski on Twitter. Any last thoughts or anything else you'd love people to know?
No, man, I'm excited. Let me know what you guys have out there. I'm collecting all these Minnesota sports cards. I've really gone in on my favorite players growing up. So Puckett, Garnett, Moss. So I'm just excited to, you know, and hopefully, you know, we'll get some of the teams that I'm working with involved in creating some of the content. And I think that that's another opportunity to share that out there. So feel free to reach out, hit me up, talk cards. I'm here to learn, here to work with it, and here to, you know, just do cool stuff with everybody else and help shine a light on the hobby in my little way. So thank you guys all for the support, and look forward to connecting with a lot of you guys out there in the chat.
Awesome. Ski, thank you so much for joining the Virtual Sports Card Con 2020. All right, everybody, I hope you enjoyed my interview with DJ Ski. I thought that that was awesome. Some real interesting perspectives being shared there. And if that future bold vision of what sports cards could become is accurate, then guess what's going to happen? Prices are going to continue to go up, and your collection and my collection are going to become more and more valuable. And if that happens, then you really need to be tracking how much your collection is worth on a daily basis and know when to buy and sell. And the best way to do that is with my Market Movers data platform. And the coupon code that I gave out at the virtual, coupon code virtual, still is good, but only for one more week. It will get you 20% off your first payment of Market Movers, whether you choose to go monthly or annual. You'll get 20% off your first payment by using promo code virtual. Go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the main menu bar. Again, go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the main menu bar and use promo code virtual. Thanks so much, everybody. See you back in a couple days with the next episode.